This week's episode of Insomnia Radio is brought to you by ClickCaster. ClickCaster.com. Create, explore, connect.
He said, radio sucks because it's all been just boiled down to nothing but, and I quote here, packaging, playlists, and shouting.
105.3 The Zone. It is 6 a.m. Athena and Jeff in the morning. We've got mostly cloudy skies right now.
On February 24th, Philadelphia rock station Y100 played the final note of Pearl Jam's Alive and fell silent.
5105 Korn.
And the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Get a little Red Hot Chili Pepper, get the Korn going.
You got polenta, baby. Bring it home.
I go through one damn valley and it's static. It's this. It goes from this. God! Why can't they get this figured out?
Just turn it off.
Insomnia Radio, episode 94. Insomnia Radio. Hey gang, strap in and get ready for a long player. Kicking off the show was Swan with She's Like the Ocean. We're going to talk about him in just a minute, but we're going to keep the music going right now. This is The Cult of Sue Todd out of San Francisco with their song Genuflect.
I watch them as they crash for air.
mother's newborn child, like nature's own majestic heir. Every weekend my father takes his rifle, he drags me with him so I can tote a canvas sack. Every Sunday we're solemn and collective, we get down on our knees, we're so grateful for what we have.
Continuing in the tradition of a segment that is yet unnamed, and I'll explain that in a second, that was The Cult of Sue Todd out of San Francisco, California, their song Genuflect. And the album is Kelsey Grammer Loves Us, and it sails on September 19th of 2006. These guys are absolutely hilarious. They sat down and did an interview with Becky Yar from YarPR. And the first thing I should mention is the lead singer's name is Steve Perry. Want to know why? And again, I don't know if any of this is true, but I'm just gonna lay it out on the table and you can decide for yourself. Steve's mother was a groupie for Journey, okay? And she even went so far as to marry a guy with the last name of Perry. Not surprisingly, she named her child Steve. So Steve Perry was born and later went on to form a band called The Cult of Sue Todd. Anyway, very funny stuff. Great, great album. Kind of just a splash of punk with some very, very indie folk rock in there. Check them out. Like I said, the album is Kelsey Grammer Loves Us. It sails on September 19th of this year. And let me get their URL for you real quick. It is cultofsuetodd.com. By the way, the album cover is nothing these guys do. I'm not sure if it's just staged or if it's real. I mean, the album cover for Kelsey Grammer Loves Us just shows these two guys sitting on opposite sides of a park bench. One guy's eating a bagel on the right side, just looks absolutely pissed off that someone's taking his picture. Anyway, cultofsuetodd.com, check them out. And what I was saying about the segment is that I've been trying to feature a band or two that has an upcoming album within the next couple months, and I just don't have an idea for the name. 75 Minutes calls it In Advance, which is pretty cool. Thinking of maybe calling it Sale Date. I don't know. Anyway, we're working out the kinks here. Still after 94 episodes, you know, just kind of finding the right format and all that stuff. Anyway, I need to get my second cup of coffee because I don't think I have enough in my system yet. So I haven't talked about the first band yet. Okay, their name is Swan, and you can check them out at swansongs.com. They submitted their music to me a couple days ago, and unfortunately, I can't find a MySpace site, and there's very little information on the website itself, so I don't know. I don't know much about them. I do know that the music is awesome, so check them out, and hopefully you'll have a little bit better success finding information than I did at swansongs.com. Next up, from Livermore, California, the band is We Carry Thy Banner. Featured them a few days ago on the Daily Dose, but I thought I'd throw you an alternate track. This is Crisis Arm here on Insomnia Radio.
Hey!
It's about as indie as it gets, folks. That is We Carry Thy Banner with Crisis Arm out of Livermore, California. And you can find these guys at wecarrythybanner.org. And I asked them, again, this is one of those bands that hates writing bios, and I can't really say I blame them. You know, it's very... In fact, I have been asked to write a bio for the staff page at Indie Music Project, and I still haven't done it because it's really hard to write about yourself. But from what Chris Hopkins told me about the band, it was basically one night in October, him and his buddy Nick Green were sitting in his van, and they were talking, and Nick was terrified. Chris isn't sure exactly what of. But they had a rather emotional moment. They began wildly experimenting with a new project in early autumn of 2005. And the bands that they had been in before stifled them. And I quote, so those bands were terminated. Basically, they established this project, We Carry Thy Banner, on the concept of personal freedom. They wanted to basically, you know, record an album that included as much of their personality and just existence as they could. And they only stopped when they were satisfied. And Chris tells me that it was an exhausting experience, but they're really eager for the world to experience it. So check them out at wecarrythybanner.org. And yeah, good stuff. Anything with that... I believe it was an old keyboard used like for Atari games, you know, that kind of sound. Is it called a Moog or I don't know. I'm not a musician. Well, not a good one. Okay. Before I embarrass myself, I want to play another song by Swan. This is an obscure cover of the Katy's Noggin Poundin'. It is ridiculously catchy in the chorus. Hope you enjoy it. This is Noggin Poundin' by Swan.
I'm so torn. But baby, I don't mind, and I can't bring you down. So tell me if I do, I'll come around. Sometimes it gets so hard.
Drive me crazy, babe, I'm done. gets, it gets so hard. We'll be right back.
That right there was Duplex Gauge with their song Cry. And they are a very established UK rock band. You can check them out at duplexgauge.co.uk or myspace.com/duplexgauge, and that's spelled G-A-G-E. Their website, though, has six full-length downloads that you can check out and enjoy, and tour dates and just all kinds of stuff. You can even get SMS alerts if you're so inclined. Anyway, good stuff coming out of the UK. That is Duplex Gauge. And before that, Swan with a cover of the Katy's Noggin Poundin'. I originally heard that Katy's song back in 99 on a CMJ CD. And I was a very, very loyal subscriber to CMJ Magazine because they were one of the first to offer a CD of music that you were hearing, or music that you were reading about, you know, that have their reviews and that you could listen to it as you were reading the magazine. And at the time, that was really groundbreaking. And that was also a lot of what inspired me to start Kill Your FM Magazine, which, yeah, we'll hopefully revive soon. It's very soon, I hope. But, yes, okay. So, the big question looming over my head lately has been, what am I going to do for episode 100? Big, big milestone for Insomnia Radio. The answer? Nothing. No, I'm not going to do anything. Here's an email from Kelvin that I'd like to read. He says, Jason, I know you are reaching an important milestone, and I'd like to congratulate you on that. However, I would beg that you don't do a special show for that occasion. Too many podcasts do a special show, and it ends up being all about the podcaster rather than the music. Boring! No offense, but we're listening for the music. That doesn't mean we don't like you or prefer you to other podcasters, but it does mean we don't want a show full of congratulatory messages, commentary, and other things. Please don't take this as an insult because I love your show. But having listened to several other podcasters do a special show, I found them very forgettable. Hell, half of them I stopped listening halfway through. I'm glad that you've made it to 100 shows and will certainly continue to support you. Just please continue to keep making it about the music. And Kelvin, your drop just spot on correct. I went back, actually, and I listened to my episode 50, and I realized that it was really rather self-indulgent and probably not as interesting to you guys as it was to me. And that combined with Kelvin's email made me realize, you know what, episode 100, maybe it'll be a long show, but it's just going to be a show. It's just going to be the music, and it's going to be for you guys. So don't expect anything fancy. I'm just going to keep it real, I guess. Anyway, Kelvin, thank you for the email. Want to talk about ClickCaster a little bit, but I think my voice has been prattling on for a while, so how about a little bit more of the good stuff? This comes from San Francisco, courtesy of Scott Tinetti. We'll call it the Friends of the Family segment, something else that I need to get some damn sweeper cool intro music for, but Friends of the Family, Richard Bitch, featured on... What the... Gotta love that. Anyway, featured on a couple episodes of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. More recently on episode 10, this is his song, or their song, I should say. All right, I'm going to go drink my coffee. You guys enjoy this. This is Jacques Cousteau by Richard Bitch. that was tasty. Richard Bitch with Jacques Cousteau, a free download at richardbitch.com. I like saying Richard Bitch. It's very, very bold sounding band name, Richard Bitch. Anyway. All right, so go check out Scott also, sf.insomniaradio.net. He has a fantastic, fantastic show highlighting music from the Bay Area. And I'm not just saying that because he's part of the Insomnia Radio family. I mean, it genuinely is an excellent show, well-produced, very engaging, great music from start to finish. And it's kind of cool because, you know, aside from the music that that I try to purchase from, you know, bands that I've played, now I've got other Insomnia Radios breaking my bank. So thanks, guys. All right. Talk about our sponsor real quick, ClickCaster. Now, I kind of am happy, kind of. No, I'm really happy that they've sponsored Insomnia Radio for a short time because I've used them extensively and I feel very confident in saying that it's an awesome service and it's a free service. And the tools that they have, if you guys want to create a podcast, this goes for anybody, especially if you're a band. It's a great, great, great marketing and promotional tool for your music. But anybody at all, if you're listening to this and you just feel like dabbling in, you know, in podcasting, you want to get it started, go to clickcaster.com, sign up. They need like 4 lines of information from you and you can be recording right there on the spot. They're working on some really neat, I don't think I'm allowed to talk about it, but some very neat technology for their online recorder. And it's great as it is, it's going to get about 4 times as good in the coming months. But it's really simple, you know, if you want to experiment with podcasting a little bit and you don't want to go through the trouble of having to set up a domain and buy a domain and get, you know, a server and all that. They give you the unlimited bandwidth, they give you the podcasting tools, and they give you little players for your MySpace page. It's really cool. It's a fun little system to use. So check them out, clickcaster.com, and big shout to Pete for making that happen. All right, on to the music. This is a band that I don't think has had any podcast play yet. The band is Headlights, and they've got a track out called TV. Oh, wait, maybe it's not out yet. It's forthcoming. I believe the album drops in September. And Seth from Polyvinyl Records was gracious enough to shoot me the CD and also get this track on the Kill Your FM compilation CD. So I hope you guys enjoy it. A little early preview. This is Headlights with their song TV. We'll be right back. Headlights Music is where you'll want to go on the web to check out more about them, or you can go to polyvinylrecords.com. And, I want to take a quick second, and I don't even know if he's listening or if he expects this, but Mike Kroger, you rock, dude. Thank you so much. Mike included Insomnia Radio as a default subscribed feed in the Wiz RSS Newsreader 2.14 for Firefox. And if you guys like Firefox and you want to check that out, just Google for Wiz RSS Newsreader. It's spelled W-I-Z-Z. I played around with it a little bit, and it's pretty in-depth. I mean, it's a very robust extension as far as Firefox extension goes. So anyway, thank you, Mike. I really appreciate that. And speaking of spreading the word, if all of you please just tell one guy or one girl about Insomnia Radio. Just tell them insomniaradio.net, go check them out. Or, hey, I see you've got an iPod. Have you heard of podcasting? Now, that's getting a little bit more involved. But I've been doing that at work and kind of acting like, you know, it's not my show. And I'll be like, yeah, have you heard of podcasting? And, you know, you've got an iPod. And it's funny because most people will say, no, I haven't. And I'm like, you know the software you use on the top left, it says podcasts? You should check that out. Look for Insomnia Radio. Anyway, the show is growing, albeit slowly, but that's all that I can ask for. But hey, if a third of you tell one person and a third of those people end up liking it, that's a lot of new listeners. So that would just totally make my day, my month, my year, all of it. Anyway, and thanks for listening to all the regional shows. I've been getting so much feedback from all of you that really, really make me smile. So thanks again. All right, more music. Lots more music. This is Ellie Miles out of the UK, previously featured on Insomnia Radio UK and I think all over the place. But I haven't heard this song quite as much, and this one I really dug. This is Ellie Miles with Nobody's on My Side.
Sure, this could even feel like hell. Need a friend to pull me out, take me somewhere.
Feels like the man that perpetuates.
Okay, listen, here's the deal. Sometimes I really enjoy music that sounds mainstream like that. Very, very, like, made for radio pop rock. It's, I've got a soft spot for it, okay? So just deal. It's a good song. Anyway, elliemiles.com, ELLIEMYLES.com is her website. So check her out. She's got a good sound, good backing band, and I enjoyed it. So thanks, Ellie, for submitting your tunes. And if you're listening in your band and you want to submit your music, not to just Insomnia Radio, but the entire Insomnia Radio network, go to indiemusicproject.com, look on the right side on the link that says "How do I get heard?" and submit your music. That'll get it to our writer, Fender Girl. Sorry, my tongue's tied. She's basically our editor in chief for Indie Music Project itself. And does a lot of the blogging there and a lot of the band reviews, which are stellar. So if you haven't had a chance to check those out, you can find a lot of good music by going to indiemusicproject.com. A lot of downloads there as well. All right. Last two songs of the episode are completely opposite ends of the spectrum. One is a repeat performance by King Karma. Remember them? Way, 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 way back. The song is Breathe. And then after that, we're going to hear, like I said, totally across the genre board, the genre pool, the band ESW with an instrumental called I Think the Salsa Went Bad. So I'm going to play those two uninterrupted. But first, I just wanted to thank all of you guys for listening. I just really appreciate it. This podcast has become part of my life. I mean, it is my life. It is. It's therapeutic. It's just honestly the greatest thing that I've ever come across, except for my family, of course. But I mean, as far as an outlet, as far as a hobby, a hobby that's turning into a full-time job starting in August. I get shivers up and down my arms when I start talking about it like this, because it just has changed my life. And there's a couple other people that it's changed their life, and God, for that, I mean, there's nothing better. So anyway, that is Insomnia Radio episode 94. I am officially on vacation, so don't bother me. You can send me an email if you want, jason@insomniaradio.net. Actually, I would love to hear from you, but I won't respond for about 5 or 6 days. I'm going to be in San Francisco with the family, doing the tourist thing, doing the Six Flags Marine World and the water park, and, you know, walking up and down the wharf, spending too much money. But anyway, that's where I'll be. So go ahead and shoot me an email. I would love to hear from you. I just won't reply for a while. Anyway, insomniaradio.net for show notes and links and all that good stuff. Guys, it's been fun. Thank you again for listening. You guys are the best. I'll see you in a week. I wanna feel, I can see. David Manders, who is the manager of Planet of Women, turned me on to these guys. No, no, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. Should I back that up? Yeah, I think I will. That's not good. Oh, God. This has been a joint production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio. Also, thanks to our sponsor ClickCaster at ClickCaster.com. This is my radio voice.